their original laptop was 320 gigabytes with 128,000 emails, 28,000 images and videos. And we found, not including the operating system, another 450 gigabytes of erased material. That'd be 80,000 images and videos, another 150,000, say, emails, maybe 200,000 to 300,000 texts that were erased. And also, it does look like Hunter put spyware on his family's phone, so I believe we have mirrored images of several family members' phones as well. I'm hoping early next week to have all the emails up on a server so that the whole world can take a look at them. It's really a horrifying amount of information, and one of the problems that you have with getting the stuff off of the erased portion of the disk is that you're not getting it all in one bundle. You're getting 10 gigabytes here, 5 here, 30 there, 15 here. So, for example, if it was the text messages, there are, say, depending on the individual, there might be up to 60 to 80 different caches of text that he erased. And we've got to organize all of those by date and put them back in a format that would look as if they were just on his phone. Also looks like we've gathered maybe 10,000 documents that were erased. It's an enormous amount of material. And we also found root certificates that seemed, according to the guys here and another expert I contacted in Europe, that they gave Hunter administrative access to the DoD computer systems, which, and I'm not an expert, that might have allowed him to create emails, addresses within that system.